The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
The Damon Welcome Hahn Show.
To another episode of
The Dave and Hahn Show.
Starring
us.
Your hosts.
I tricked you, eh? I said Dave and Hahn together in one statement, and you didn't get a chance to say and Hahn.
And Hahn.
Show. With your hosts, Dave and Hahn.
49.
49. Lotto 649, baby boy.
I always said minor 49er. You remember that game, minor 49er?
The title sounds familiar.
It's an old 8-bit game. It was like on the Commodore 64.
Wait, how many bits?
68.
Oh, God. I'm done with the should we start over line, so let's keep going.
What? Oops.
Well, here we are. Should we ever say, we never said the date before, eh?
The date is...
We don't want to date each other.
August 21st, 2017.
In
2 months.
Which universe are we in right now?
We're in the darkest timeline.
Wow. Without the headphones, it's like I'm winging it.
You don't know what you're...
You get a whole new... Here. Okay. This time, Hahn's doing the monitoring.
Yo.
It's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I'm here.
In many ways, it's...
A wonderful...
Not. Oh, sorry. Okay. What?
No, that... I may have just ruined my fakie five. How's it going over there? So here we are, episode 49.
49.
Of 50. We promised we'd retire at 50, right?
Freedom 50. 50.
Oh, God. And he's sober, folks.
Dun-dun.
Oh, God. Sorry, Dylan. I'm so sorry.
Are you sorry?
Okay, let's start the show.
We didn't actually give the actual date.
But we never give a date.
Okay.
When it goes online, I put... See, I didn't want to pop.
The posted date.
I put the date that I posted it on. It's not when we did it, not when I got it from you. Hahn does the editing. So that's why it always sounds so shitty.
Yes. Okay. Any bibbles?
Are our hearts not in this anymore?
We've been slaving over this hot stove.
This is the latest at night that we've recorded, I think. I don't know.
Not necessarily.
Starting at 1:35 a.m.? Have you met you? I don't know. Maybe the Ottawa one was later. But
I know we've done some late ones, so.
I don't know. This is pretty. Normally we would finish around now. This seems pretty late.
Okay, it is late.
Hahn, start us off with something exciting.
Bibble babble. Bibble babble?
Okay, I assume you have one.
Well, I was just going to say that Michael Rotondo guy, the 30-year-old who... The 30-year-old who sued his parents because he didn't want to get kicked out.
He's a friend of yours.
He is moving out, or he has been moved out. He's been forced to move out, I guess, the last day or two.
So if you're listening, Michael Rotondo, welcome to your new home.
No, you're not welcome. Please do not come over.
There was an interesting fact I learned about him today or yesterday. First of all, I didn't know he had a connection to Alex Jones.
Well, I think
Alex Jones
gave him
money. I think
it happened afterwards once he achieved notoriety.
Well, the article said, I guess Alex Jones paid him to be a guest on his...
Yeah, why would he go on to Alex Jones? I guess he was like thinking that there's some kind of conspiracy against him.
I wonder, actually, because I'm actually not an Alex Jones... Oh, I guess I am a fan of Alex Jones. I disagree
with... But not in the traditional sense.
Well, I listen to him for entertainment, and it's great stuff.
But you don't believe what he's saying as truth.
No, he's a mental case. Although, I think he's just like kind of an actor for entertainment purposes, which is fine by me.
But it's harmful because he inculcates a culture of losers to be...
But I'm trying to think if there was another fact of interest, which I can't remember.
Well, he's... Michael Rotondo, just to recap, he's like...
Now,
something
is it
like
Jared Leto, whatever? Because it looks a lot like him.
He has a bit of a man baby kind of look to him. He's a big a lot of facial hair. But he's like 30 years old. He lives with his parents. He's unemployed, which, you know, these are not particularly strange or unusual things. But he sued his parents because they wanted to kick him out. They wanted to give him money and say,
pop go. It looked like a pop.
It was a pop. But
Well done, Han.
I am not talking about them. I'm just going to...
I'm just going to see them and talk about them. You hear
them? Oh, man, that's all popping.
Oh, and how is it Pop Town, USA?
I guess
there?
Maybe it's the way I laugh. I have to change my...
Wow.
I just have
At
to
least
be less...
you now see... No, you, yeah, you hear what I see.
Yeah, I have to be less amused in the future. That was all popping.
I'll try my best. Why pop there?
But, yeah, so he gained notoriety.
We're getting pop filters for next episode, by the way.
He made the news because he sued his parents, and he was unsuccessful.
I always picture Dylon in the same scenario.
Does he live at
living
home?
Living at home, I assume, and his parents are trying to get rid of him. That's a shout-out to Dylon, who's listening right now.
But
thanks for your...
Actually, the more you think about it, it's like not really that unusual scenario. A lot of people, you know, they can't afford because they're not able to get a good job or whatever. They can't. They don't move out.
Whatever. What else? What's next?
Well, I guess the other interesting part is that he's also a dad.
He's dead?
And he has like an 8-year-old.
I have hiccups.
But he's separated from his
son.
Should we start over? So that's a whole other thing. But that.
Maybe, I did not know he was a dad.
Maybe that's why Alex Jones likes him, because he's having custody issues, much like Alex Jones.
What, I popped again?
Would you stop staring at the poppage?
Okay, so Cristiano Ronaldo. What's his name?
Michael Rotondo. But why?
Is he rotund? No, he's pretty...
No, he's...
Average.
He's a pretty average... American average. But
so
why
he's
would...
680 pounds.
Yeah. Why would Alex Jones take such an interest in him? I wonder.
Okay, let's do something we've never done before.
What's that?
I'm going to answer that question in research between this episode and the next one and report back.
What?
I'll forget, of course. You have to remind me. But that's my goal.
You're going to look up what's the story? What's the story with Michael Rotondo?
Or what's the connection to Jones? What's the Rotondo Jones connection? No, actually, we know what the connection is. He was a guest and got paid.
But why?
Why was Jones interested in him being a... Not quite a pop, but that was loud. Okay, so that's MJ Jones to Rotunda.
What? okay.
Bookie look.
Oh, yeah. Do your bookie look.
Now, you haven't read a book in like 13 years or something.
I no longer am able to recognize books.
Joking aside, you sometimes get into like the reading frenzy and then you take breaks. Is this correct?
Yeah, I suppose.
So you're on a break.
I've been on a big break.
Okay. The Outsider. Wait, is that the title?
The Outsider? Isn't that a movie?
By Stephen... No, Outsiders is the... Is it The Outsiders or just Outsiders? By S.E. Hinton is the movie/book. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about The Outsider by Stephen King.
Another Stephen King book?
What was the last Stephen King book?
It?
I thought you meant... Another Stephen King book for you to talk about on this podcast, or you just meant in general?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Just the first book that came to my mind.
So The Outsider is an interesting book. I'm at 82%. I read it on the Kindle where it shows you the percentage at all times. So I'm near the end. And I had another pop there.
And are you enjoying it?
Looks
I'm
like
assuming
the popper,
you are. Considering
like the popper has become the poppy.
Oh, Lord. You know, without the monitoring, I would have thought you'd be less...
Is it ironic that the word pop has two B's in it?
I know. It invokes poppage.
Let's see. If you don't want this book spoiled, and I'm not really going to spoil it, just fast forward to, say, 12 minutes and 33 seconds, which will be 2 minutes and 33 seconds from now. The book is interesting. It starts off, it's like a murder mystery where a crime happens, a little boy is killed, and bad things happen to him.
After he's killed?
Or we're not during and before, after. Oh, my. And then there's what the
hell is Stephen King's problem?
And there's a suspect, right? Now, the suspect, there's all sorts of DNA and fingerprint. There's all sorts of physical evidence that ties the crime to this man. However,
case closed.
Exactly. That's what the thinking when they arrested him. However, they learned about his alibi, which was ironclad. He was in another city at the time with a group of people, and there is video evidence of him at a conference asking a question and other evidence and the testimony of everyone he was with that he was there, and there was no way he could go to the other town. This is another city, and commit the crime.
Case open?
Case riddled with mystery. So,
and poppage.
Oh, yeah. That was a tiny one. It's only one pixel wide.
Okay.
I've heard bigger ones. Excuse my me. Mind, like, what? So whoever's not monitoring, just the pop maniac?
No, you popped there. I popped, yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop being amused.
Okay, here's a new thing, okay? Since you cut out the pops, let's never mention pops. Like, obviously, it's my fault, mostly.
What? No, it's...
No more mentioning of pops since you cut them out anyways. Yes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good.
So he has a strong alibi. So there's a real conundrum.
I have 20 seconds to finish my spoiler section. Anyways, it turns supernatural, which most of his books kind of do. And it's still very good, but it kind of... It was almost like a locked room impossible mystery, but then it turned supernatural, which you expect from a Stephen King book. But it kind of diminished the thrill of the book a bit.
Definitely.
I was going to... Oh, yeah. No, what?
When you can say a wizard did it, it's kind of a cop-out.
Except, here's the point. His previous three books was a trilogy about like some sort of man who drives into a crowd of people and kills a whole bunch. Something that we kind of had going in Toronto recently.
Oh, yes.
And it had a supernatural explanation behind it. Although it was a explained and believable supernatural thing. Like, someone had a power, and they kind of explained how it formed and the reasoning, and it made sense. So it's like, there's like silly supernatural that's like, it's a vampire, or it's a werewolf. But then there's, in some books, something supernatural that could theoretically exist. You know what I mean? Previous trilogy had a great... It was supernatural, but it was kind of scientifically accurate supernatural or something.
You mean like... So it's plausible that it could happen?
Like, well, yeah. It's
like a phenomenon that...
It has roots in possibility.
Yeah. Okay.
So this one, not really. It's kind of just...
There's too like many rules to bend.
Well, it's like, whatever.
It was a leprechaun.
But I'm still... Like, the book is still 8 out of 10. So I'm just saying it was a little better before it went the supernatural route. Although now I've gone beyond the spoiler time. However, no one will ever follow that advice or cares about the book. You just came in for two pops. Thanks, Han.
I can't help it.
We're not mentioning that. Okay. From now on, no more mentioning of pops. Okay.
Oh,
that's
trap.
That's my bookie look.
Very nice.
Pick
very
up
well done.
The Outsider from Stephen King.
Let's do a quickie. No. I'm going to just do a quick. Yeah. Let's do a quick nerd alert. I've been playing.
We both have nerd alerts.
We're both big nerds. Both enjoy touching the keyboard.
My nerd alert is one that was from 4 episodes ago and kept getting bumped. But I vow to talk about it today.
Okay, before you do that.
No, but Han is first.
I've been playing Battletech. It was originally a pen and paper
game. Pen and paper?
which involve robots fighting on a battlefield, and you just roll to see if you hit and that type of thing.
Is a pen of any use without paper or something to write on?
It's just a term used to describe this variety of
okay,
game.
Fair enough.
And so they made a computer game. Actually, there have been several computer games over the many years that have been made. But this is like the latest game. It's like
this
a reboot.
Is a video game.
It's a video game.
Okay, that should be under gamygook.
Okay,
you didn't want me to say that.
I didn't want you to use that
but
term.
But gook, you know, like gook. Like, is it like glue and sticky just, residue? Just, that's not...
Just don't. anyway.
Okay.
Whatever. Nerds can play games too. I'm enjoying it. It's a good game. It's very...
What is it on? What platform?
It's PC, Steam game. Actually, it was a Kickstarter. It was like one of the more popular Kickstarters. I think it had something like, I wrote this down, over 40,000 backers and almost $3 million in backing. Some of the prizes the reward levels were like over $1,000, and people were buying those even. And if you got the $1,000 one, you got your name in the game as a character. Anyway, I'm really enjoying
again?
It.
I've already forgotten the title.
Battletech. It's loosely based on the pen and paper game is loosely based on the Macross series, like Robotech.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's an anime, Japanese anime about giant robots that fight. But the graphics are great, music is great. Actually, the story is really entertaining, and there's like story missions as well as like you can just
what
do these
what kind of game
missions.
Is it? Is it a
So it's
RPG, real-time strategy.
Real-time strategy, but it's turn-based strategy, I should say. It looks like real-time, but it's actually turn-based strategy where you're essentially a mercenary company and you control a bunch of robots. You pick up jobs and you use your robots to fight, and then you get money from that, and you get pieces from the battle that have broken off from the robots you've destroyed. And you can use those pieces to make new robots.
Thank God for that.
So you're essentially like, scrounging all the time, which I enjoy because like...
I love a good scrounging game.
Yeah.
Those are always...
No, you have to make do with what you have. It's not like pretty. Sometimes you're like, okay, I don't have this piece. I'm going to have to make do with these pieces that I found. It's kind of interesting. You change your strategy up. The only thing I wish they had done is change the rules a bit more. It's very true to the original game, which is okay, but that game
Those
was
bastards.
Made for, that's because it was confined to pen and paper, but now we have computers and you can do a lot more, so why not have more stuff? Like, in my mind, XCOM, UFO Unknown, it's a kind of an old classic game. You may have remember this game, where they had turn-based. Oh, God. Where it's turn-based, but the turns play out real time. So there's this like kind of simultaneous action stuff going on, which I really enjoy that flavor. And I wish they had something like that.
That's great, Han. So pick up Tech Lords at your local game store.
Local game store nerd
or
house.
7-Eleven near you.
Anyway, that's my Battletech game. What? I've been playing
Excuse
that
me?
A lot. I'm really enjoying
okay.
it.
Okay. Big hand for Han and his stupid, weird nerd game. Battle Lords.
What's yours?
I wanted to talk about Google Buds.
What? What's Google Buds?
The headphones that I use.
Oh, okay.
I want to do a little mini review.
But they're not a game, are they?
This is Nerd Alert.
Can you play Bluetooth. Games on them?
I have gamey. Nook,
okay, just do your
nook.
do your buds.
So Nerd Alert is just anything techie, right?
Okay, let's.
Why
not...
am I on trial here?
Guilty.
Oh yes, the murders I did. I always want to be charged with murders so I can make the joke in court. Why am I on trial here? Oh yeah, I remember now.
Oh yeah, the bodies.
Google Buds are headphones. Released by Google, some buds at Google. Released from Google. Kind
that's
of,
not that funny.
I know, that's why I stopped laughing.
Okay.
Right after Apple released their AirPods.
Which are also buds.
Both of them are Bluetooth headphones.
Well, in your earbuds.
Both of them have a battery life of about 5 hours, and both of them have a charging case that you put them in when you're not using them that are supposed to give around 24 hours of total charge. The Apple AirPods are just little pieces, not connected in any way, that sit in your ears.
So there's two separate pieces.
Two separate pieces. But the Google Buds have a fabric cord in between them that goes behind your head.
So they're like, you know, when you have those mittens and your mom, like, puts a string to connect the two of them so you don't lose them both.
My mom never did that. She was against the cold.
And you had to string them through your sleeves?
I never had sleeves.
Okay.
Okay, so they're pretty good, but there are some problems. I think this is a first generation kind of test product, and the Google Buds 2 will come out maybe next year or this year, and they'll have it right then.
Here's my question. Why would Google bother even making Buds? Why are they in the Bud market?
Well, Apple makes phones, Google makes phones, so Apple makes these types of headphones, so Google makes these types of headphones.
Okay.
Here are the faults of the Google Buds.
Number one.
Actually, they're not even called Google Buds. I've said it wrong the entire time so far. They're called Pixel Buds, which is even more confusing because they're named after one of the phones, but they can be used on any Android phone or even any phone.
And I assume they're more than one pixel large.
Wah. There's no way to turn them off. To turn them off, you have to put them back in the case.
You have to say, Google, turn those off.
And that is annoying.
And why is that annoying?
Well,
how do you interact with them?
The right side is a touch, that's the other fault, by the way, is a touch panel, like a touch, you know, like
a touch surface.
Yeah, it's not a physical button. It's just a touch surface. And then you pause by tapping it, pause and play. And then you double tap to get your notifications. There's no way to skip songs.
And you there's slide. No way to skip songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although you, if you touch and hold down, you can give commands, like Google Assistant commands.
Okay, so that's a little mic in it.
Oh, yeah, they're like for calls, too. Like a mic for calls. So you touch and hold and say next song. You can skip that way, but only if you're using certain apps. Like the podcast software I have doesn't... You can't do that on that.
Next track.
Yes. And then for volume, you swipe either forward... For louder, and then backwards, I'm gesturing to Han, so he sees.
Yeah, I see that.
Towards the back of your head for less volume. However,
why wouldn't it be up and down? That's weird.
It's really shitty because when you want to touch the tiny thing in your ear, you don't know where it is. So you got to kind of feel around, and usually you'll find it first. I found it. Now you've just paused, right? So it's very hard to, without, like, just your hand is somewhere nowhere near your ear. I'm now going to go to my head and swipe. You can't. You don't know where it is, right?
That's a huge design flaw.
It is a huge design.
It's like having your iPhone on all the time and like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, anyways. So there's these flaws. A new update fixes turning them off because now you can triple press to turn them off. And you can now change how double tap. Instead of going to the assistant, it can switch track. Like whatever. There's a new update that
lets you customize.
Although it's been available supposedly for over a month, and it's never been updated on my phone, so I'm annoyed about that. But this is not about personal vendettas. Overall, I still like the old Google Buds. Once you go Bluetooth, you laugh at how wired headphones used to be.
Yeah. What I also made the switch, I guess, a few months ago, and it's like I would never go back. Why would I, you know,
here was my problem.
Expose myself to, like, getting my earbuds caught in something?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, here was my problem with wired headphones. If it it would get stuck on a doorknob or something as I'm going, and then it would yank them out of my ears, probably break them, and my for that whole week, I'm just in the worst mood. Like, it just ruins my week. Nothing would make me angrier than having the headphones just yanked out of your ears. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would happen to me frequently because I would often wear them while washing dishes or something, and if my hands are wet, it's like the last thing I want to do is like, okay, fish it out. Pick, you know, put it back in my ear and whatever.
Some people can afford dishwashers.
Wow.
That's it for Nerd Alert.
Pod Googles.
Okay. Gamey look.
Gamey look. Is that better? Look. Yep.
Quern.
Quern.
I finished Quern. It was as fun and good as I described in last podcast. Still highly recommended.
This is a double Quern expose.
That's it for Quern. And then I wrote for Gamey something. I don't want to say the word again. I don't want to offend Han. And again, it could just be like a sticky residue. I wrote, what next? Because I...
A sticky residue would be just be goo. Gamey goo.
What next? Like, no, almost...
What next?
All my life. Is that a game? Almost all my life. There's always been a game coming that I've been looking forward to, but right now, other than like GTA 6.
GTA 6 is out?
No. Like that's coming, like what's on the horizon of a game?
Oh, I see.
There's like nothing.
Well, there's a new Fallout coming out.
Well, yeah, that was just announced yesterday, but it might not be a regular Fallout game. It could be like a online thing, which would be good too. Or some sort of battle royale, or some sort of like that Fallout Shelter game, some sort of
right, some mini game.
Right. Well, no, I think it'd be like a big title, but that style. Mm. Anyway, so I'm not playing anything, and it's unusual that there's not something that's coming kind of soon too. Like, who knows when that other game? Usually within the next few months, there's some title I'm looking forward to, but right now there isn't.
It's a desert.
And for that, I blame you, Han.
It is my fault, I admit. You can call it Gamygate.
Okay, let's... I'll do my Count Facula.
Okay, do your Count Facula.
And then we'll do one of our top voted segments.
Okay.
And then I have a...
Just do
a movie look to throw Dracula. In there. And then you've got a Would You Rather. I'm just enticing our listener.
How much time have we passed?
We're at 27 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Then we have our big skeptical blather.
Yeah, let's get through
Holy
these.
Holy shit. Relax, Han. We didn't even go short last time. It was still over an hour. Count, was it? Or 50-something minutes?
Count Facula.
Count Facula.
I won't do that again.
It's time to have try to a fear. Frank... discussion about crocodiles.
What?
Crocodiles.
I don't get it.
We're going to talk about crocodiles.
Okay.
For our Count Facula. What don't you get?
What? I thought Count Facula was when you try to convince
Dracula. No, I'm saying a fact. No.
Oh.
This is a trivia.
It just happens to have like a vampire-ish name in the title.
Yeah, okay. But we've done it.
Okay. I get it. Okay, it's my fault.
Okay, crocodiles.
Okay, what's the difference of crocodiles and alligators?
I think they're Jewish. The crocodiles are Jewish.
That's racist.
You're racist.
That's true.
Crocodiles have no such thing as age, as old age.
Excuse me?
I just realized I pasted, there was a better description. Crocodiles don't age the way other species, it's crocodiles and I think and alligators and like those, that
reptile family.
No, not reptiles. Only crocodiles, alligators, and one other type of thing. Like a subset of whatever, like... Whatever.
Creatures, animals?
Those creatures. they don't age like everything else.
They don't use the Gregorian calendar.
They just grow. The older they get, the more they grow.
So
what But they mean? Are poised to live forever.
But they don't because... Because
of... Not enough food or disease.
What?
So,
all so those, you're all saying the, a zoo could have a crocodile that lived untold years, as long as they can keep it fed
and disease free.
So disease is the thing that kills them.
You have to ask them for that.
No, I'm asking you. You're Count Facula.
I'm not Count Facula. I'm giving facts under the topic name of Count Facula.
Let me speak to Count Facula.
What's that noise? I'll just read out what I pasted from this. And I checked three sources. So this is like, okay. A 7-year-old crocodile is as good as a 70-year-old one in terms of agility and other life parameters. Aging has no effect on them. Although they can't die of natural aging, they also can't live forever. Nature has a way of killing them. The way they die is out of starvation or if they contract a disease. And I guess over time, like, there's more and more chance of contracting a disease. Han does not believe this.
I don't, because I don't believe they can live forever.
They keep growing throughout their lifespan and require more and more food. So as they keep getting older, they need a lot more food. When that amount of food, I guess this is not in captivity, food is unavailable, they die of starvation.
Okay. This sounds fishy. And not just because these are aquatic creatures.
Han is disputing Count Facula.
Did you get this trivia from
the internet?
Wikipedia?
What? No. What? This would be part of just an entry about crocodiles?
Well, I assume Wikipedia talks about crocodiles.
Talks or just presents text?
Has an article. It sounds like to me...
Han is challenging my Count Facula.
I am, because it sounds like to me... Like, I believe that crocodiles can grow and that 7-year-old ones are just as strong as 70-year-old ones. That case, I can understand that.
Case closed.
You know, they have like a really good way to regenerate themselves. But I don't believe that they can live forever, like, and ever, as long as they stay disease-free. That seems extremely unlikely.
That Karn is calling me a liar.
Ability to regenerate their DNA and while that is unending without error.
Tune in next episode. They must have some kind of update on this topic.
General disease.
I already forgot the other. What was the other thing I was going to update?
What?
I've already forgotten what I promised.
Michael Rotondo.
Well, what the connection was?
Yeah, with Alex Jones.
Maybe I should write these down or something.
AJ alligators.
So now we have a second. Yeah, AJ alligators.
Although it's crocodiles, not alligators.
Well, whatever. Teeth, jaws, mouth.
Okay, time for Fakey Five.
Na, 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 na.
Fakey Five, wherein we read five facts, five
tidbits, items.
Five items.
Mine certainly are not facts.
Four of them are going to be true or real or not made up, and one will be untrue, will be made up by us. And we will read it out. It's like a game. We'll read out the five things, and then
you're the worst describer.
Other host will try to guess which one was made up and which one was fake.
Okay, Han, you're going first this time.
Okay. Mine is in the news, as you know, or maybe you don't know. You've heard about this naturopath.
Hold on. Should we just also say when we're describing Fakey Five that you put thought and preparation into your
You like Fakey to point fives, that out, but...
And I just look for like something like fattest Jews. No, that's not right. Tallest midgets. And then I just go to BuzzFeed and find some stupid list that is unsubstantiated factologically.
Okay.
I'll stop talking now.
Yeah. But you'll be delightfully surprised, perhaps, that I did not put much effort into this one.
And now is when I describe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 2 or 3 days ago.
Well, which was it, huh?
A naturopath in Montreal was... She had her...
Okay, I see where this is going.
She had her originally, she was charged and convicted, and then she had it overturned, and that overturning was itself overturned. So she's getting charged with manslaughter, I think, is the charge.
Ouch.
For injecting an 84-year-old man with magnesium.
Hold on.
And he died.
84-year-old man or an 84-year-old man?
A single...
Not 80
There's
children.
One of them.
Okay.
He was 84 years old, and she injected him with magnesium, and he died within 12 hours, or within a day anyway.
That seems unfair.
And in Quebec, you're not actually, if you're not a doctor, you're not supposed to actually inject anybody. So she broke that law. But anyway, so this is not specifically about her, but as you know, there are websites that rate.
As a little caveat, this is not related to her at all.
No, well, it kind of is. Okay. I looked her up, and there's like one of the first hits is a website that says ratemydoctor.com or something like that. So these are ratings.
I know that site.
Of her.
You're not going to ruin Fakey 5 twice in a row, right?
Yeah, well, I'm doing it. So these are ratings.
You just said it wasn't related to her. Now it's specifically about her rating.
Yeah. But these are just ratings
God.
By people. Whatever.
Oh,
who
my
cares?
God, Han. Okay, go on.
Okay, so four of these are reviews on that website. One of them is mine. I just added this.
So you've seen her.
No. I don't know.
This is your Excuse fake me? Review.
Yeah.
Having never met the woman.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that these people even met her either, but... Okay, number one.
Now, how do you know no one else rated her exactly as your rating was?
Because I
read all of them?
Yeah, there weren't that many.
Fine.
Number one.
Okay, it's number three.
She is definitely not an MD, but she is a doctor. She has graduated with a doctorate in naturopathy. She is granted with the PhD title, so she shall be called a doctor.
God, these are going to be so long.
3 out of 5.
So oh, a description and a number.
And a rating.
Numerical rating.
Yeah. Number two, she is good doctor. Very kind, very good. 5 out of 5.
She is good doctor?
That's what they wrote. She is good doctor.
You wrote,
very
Han.
Kind.
Was
very
it
good.
You or someone else? I'm trying to trick Han.
Yeah, obviously. Number three, the consult is $225, nearly triple what other naturopaths charge. She's very personable, very sweet, and then sells you hundreds of dollars worth of her products. 1.5 out of 5.
What if there are no half ratings and you just exposed yourself?
Number four, I'm alive and well thanks to Mitra. She is an angel, a great messenger to heal people. Lucky are those that make their way to her. 5 out of 5.
God, this would be impossible.
Number five.
Just the recap to take 20 minutes.
Warning. She's not a doctor and she killed a man by administering intravenous injection. Make injections. Sorry, the English is a bit broken. Make injections is illegal for a naturopath. 1.5 out of 5.
Whoa. There's at least one real 1.5 out of 5 rating. Okay, so let's do another half hour of you repeating those.
Number one, she's definitely not an MD, but she is a doctor. She has graduated with a doctorate in naturopathy. She's granted with a PhD title, so she shall be called a doctor. Number two, she is a good doctor, very kind, very good. Number three, the consult is $225, nearly
triple. You
didn't
see the rating of number two?
I didn't see the ratings of the first one either. It was 3 out of 5 and then 5 out of 5. The consult is $225, nearly triple what other naturopaths charge. She's very personable, very sweet, and then sells you hundreds of dollars worth of her products.
Okay, I'm going to discount number three. It's not number three.
Okay.
I know. So it's Fakey 4.
Number 4.
If I'm wrong already, just say it. And then
no, I'm not going to say. Number 4, I'm alive and well thanks to Mitra. She's an angel, a great messenger to heal people. Lucky are those that make their way to her. 5 out of 5. And number 5, warning, she's not a doctor and she killed a man by administering an intravenous injection. Make injections is illegal for a naturopath. 1.5 out of 5.
I'm going to discount number 4. I don't think your fakey item would have a rating of 5 out of 5. So,
interesting.
Number 5 is the warning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do 1 and 2 again then, quickly?
Number one, she is definitely not an MD, but she is a doctor. She is graduated with a doctorate in naturopathy. She is granted with PhD title, so she shall be called a doctor.
I'm saying number 2 is the fake.
Number 2, she is good doctor,
God,
very kind, very good.
I did lost. Yes, number 2.
You're correct.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Everything went right there.
How did you zig that out? My God.
Because you had to... Or at least two that had wrong English. And it just, that wrong English sounded like you're wrong.
Well, here's
English.
The thing. On that website, there's a lot of wrong English, but I think you have to keep in mind that these, probably a lot of them are...
Asian, you can say it.
No. It's in Montreal, you know, so a lot of them were in French as well. I didn't use the French ones.
Anyways, I discounted the ones that I thought should be discounted, and there was three left, and one of them had suspicious fake English that I assume was yours. Okay, time for my...
that was my best English.
Fakey five.
Thanks a lot.
Is this going to be a double win tonight?
No pressure.
You all watch pornos, right? Han, you've seen pornos.
What's a porno?
He's like, oh God, not another porno one. Pornos. Nature's Vag and Dick Show. Okay, so... Porno parodies. I'm trying not to pop... Porno parodies are very popular.
Wait, you're doing another porno one?
I started by asking about pornos, and what do you think I'm going to talk about now?
I thought it was about Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Why would I start by talking about pornos? I said I told you earlier I abandoned the Neil deGrasse Tyson one. Pay attention.
Well, I should be abandoning this show. Okay, go.
I don't even know if I should. Okay. So, and I've done some porno... Oh. Done some porno stuff in the past in the show.
But excuse me?
I don't think I've done names of parodies. Anyway, so I'm going to read five titles of a movie-based porno parody that exists and one does not.
So these are based on real movies.
Well, they're all based on real movies and they are real movies of the porno variety, but one is not.
And you've checked this.
I'm not saying number one is not. I'm just saying one of the five.
And you verified that it does not exist.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it.
I have a little bit of burpee gas. So 1 second.
Okay. Well.
Entertain us for a few seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Number one. Ass Ventura, crack detective.
Oh, man.
Number two, The Da Vinci Load.
This one I don't mind. I mean, this segment.
If you've, I guess
I like puns, so just keep going.
This may be a little. You may have an advantage here, but I have seen some of these. Number three, Raiders of the Lost Arse.
A lot of bum jokes.
Number four, Tits a Wonderful Life. And number five, The Ross Bank Redemption.
The what?
The Ross Bank Redemption.
Say each word.
The Ross Bank. RawsBank.
Ross Bank. Like spanking.
If that's what you think spank means.
The Ross Bank Reduction.
Bums are involved. Bum slapping.
Wait, what? Ross Bank Redemption.
I'm assuming it's a bum slappy.
Which is funny because the movie itself.
Is about
Shawshank also has quite a bit of bump slap.
It does. The Ross Bank Redemption.
It's about two men.
Number five.
Who find
in
love.
Prison, of course.
Yeah.
Number one, Ass Ventura, crack detective. No offense. Ass Ventura, crack detective.
That's so strange. Why would you do that movie? Because
number two,
is it that memorable that it could be turned into a porno?
Number two, The Da Vinci Load. Number three, Raiders of the Lost Arse. Number four, Tits a Wonderful Life. And number five, The Ross Bank Redemption.
All of these sound...
like they're in your library.
Like, why would you make these? I feel like if you're going to make a porno, why not make something fun? But I guess it doesn't really count.
How are these not fun?
Da Vinci Code?
Load.
The movie's about like a...
Okay, just to... A little aside.
Conspiracy in the Vatican?
There are like hundreds, if not thousands. There was hundreds and hundreds of these types of movies. It's a whole industry.
That's the thing. It's like the fact that there's like five of these or whatever, four of these, just implies that they're literally scraping the barrel for any movie.
They're not literally scraping the barrel.
Okay. They're literally scraping something.
Okay.
To get...
enough stalling for time.
It's Tits a Wonderful Life is the fake.
Wrong.
Oh!
That was the first one on the list, and it's hilarious. Each of them had like the cover of the film.
Why would you make a porno of that movie? That is disturbing.
I made up the Ross Bank Redemption.
I see. Yeah.
And well, I thought you would have thought Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like, it's just like a weak, stupid joke.
Well,
how's it a lost arse? Anyways,
I assume that whole industry,
a rare if it can Noble be. Wins and Han loses, Figgy
yeah,
Fine.
Yeah.
I think there's only been one of these before.
Ouch, David.
You're definitely leading overall.
Would you rather host a game show or host a late night talk show?
I have to burp. Okay. So 1 second.
What's with you and the gases tonight?
I've been drinking soda.
Well, this is not appropriate for NBC's executives are not happy with.
So a game show or a late night talk show?
And your choice of game.
I would like to host a game show.
Do you have a specific game show in mind?
You mean I get to pick a current one or invent a new one?
Either or.
I love game shows. I would like to host there's some fun shows. Like, the funnest show to host is clearly Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal?
Because it's just a series of crazy, fun, wacky games. There's a lot of
you're trying to convince people to do things?
Have you seen the modern version of that game?
No, I haven't seen it in a while.
It's on at 10 a.m. weekdays for many years.
10 a.m.? Who's watching game shows at 10?
Anyone who skips work or comes in very late. It's followed by Price is Right.
Okay.
You're familiar with that.
I understand the concept.
There's a colored fella who hosts Let's Make a Deal. Wayne Brady? No. He used to be on that, What's My Line? Anyways, he's very funny. It's just so silly and wacky.
Can you describe, like, what happens on Let's Make a Deal?
Everyone in the audience is dressed up in something dumb.
Such as?
Costumes, like I'm a duck.
Like a Halloween costume.
Halloween costumes are just weird.
They can wear whatever they want.
Roulette wheel or something. Like, more kind of inanimate object. Bent.
A wedge of cheese.
Yeah. I don't know. Just not. Yeah.
So they dress up in costumes.
And then Wayne Brady, that's his name, Wayne Brady, randomly picks someone. And then there's a game they do. And usually they have to make a choice between things they don't know, like an envelope with an unknown amount in it or a curtain where there's a prize behind.
But it could also be a curse.
Yeah, a zonk, as they call it.
A zonk?
That's what they call it. And before, it's interesting. In the original game, you'd see it and go, oh, that obviously isn't a real prize. But now they label it a zonk because sometimes you don't know, like, is this a dud? Or, you know, like they'll have a car made out of spaghetti.
What?
That's a zonk. Like, it's zonk, right? Like, it's not a real prize.
You don't know what it is.
You've lost. No, it's revealed. You pick the curtain and then they show, look, it's a car made of spaghetti. But
it's
dumbed down now because now they also say zonk. It's labeled zonk. Before you'd realize, like as a smart person, like, oh, that's obviously not a real prize and I've been zonked. Anyways.
Interesting phenomenon.
It's the most creative game show because they do they do skits and jokes and game, like, the host and his assistant, there's two kind of assistants, they do just, it's like a comedy thing too. They do funny things.
So it's like improv with a game show.
Not really. Like, no. It's hard to describe. It's just a silly, fun, wacky game full of surprises.
It.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the game I'd like to host. Thank you.
Well,
and is this a real choice or just a hypothetical?
No, this is happening.
Okay, great.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m.
I got to be in L.A. Han.
Yes.
It is a time to joke.
A time to joke. I do like joking.
Now, this may be the last a time to joke because
oh my God.
It took a lot of bottom of the barrel scraping, not literally, to come up with three more stupid, punny type short jokes.
We've gone through all the jokes in the world. Here are the last three.
Each time, each episode, I read 200. They're all kind of the same. They're all terrible. And then once in a while, I'll find something that's not terrible and throw in the list. At least the having three and you picking one is definitely over. Okay. If I ever find a short good joke, I'll just include it as a regular tender joke. But this may be the last you pick the best.
This is grandfathering.
The first a time to joke is, I once farted in an elevator. It was wrong on so many levels. Next is, my girlfriend hates when I make jokes about her weight. She needs to lighten up. And last, I already know number one is your favorite. Last is, I bet the butcher $50 that he couldn't reach the meat on the top shelf. He said, no, the stakes are too high.
Number three.
That's your favorite.
You know what's really funny is that all of these involve like going up or down or levels.
So you like number three the best?
Yes. But I wonder.
Is it because you just don't like anything fart related? Like you just, oh, that's nasty. That's not for me.
No, I enjoy a good poof joke as like anybody else. But I wonder if it's because it was the third joke. Like they're all terrible, but whatever the last one is, it's just like. Yeah, I'll go with that
one. It's not offensive at all, so.
Steaks on.
Just, a double meaning of the word steak.
Steaks on you.
You're so smart.
Okay.
Okay, so we have our top three. I can rush through a movie look. We're at 51 minutes.
We're never going to get to this if we don't do it today. We have a skeptical topic blather.
That topic is fine for next episode.
What?
No, I don't know. We have our top three. Okay. That's going to be 5 minutes.
Okay.
Or should we just do whatever?
No. Let's do the top three.
Okay. But wait. No, I'll do my movie look quickly.
Okay.
There's two movies I'd like to talk about. The first one is called Love, Simon. Love, Simon. Like you're ending a letter.
Love.
Have you heard of Love, Simon?
I heard of Love, actually.
Great. But have you heard of Love, Simon?
No.
Okay. It is a movie about a gay fella.
Okay.
A gay teenager. And he is a popular, good-looking boy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a big secret that he's gay and hasn't come out to anyone yet.
Well, you just revealed it.
And that's not a spoiler. And the movie is, I guess, goes through like a week or two of his life where he ends up mega out.
Okay, so what's the time period?
I just said, what do you mean, the time period of the movie?
I mean, like, where is it? Where is this happening?
It's in current United States.
Okay.
And
when did the movie come out?
End of last year.
Okay.
And it,
the problem. Why have I not heard about it? What is it? Because
you are not into gay movies, just gay sex.
Is it independent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's in it?
Some people.
Okay.
Let's see. I think one of the parents is someone I knew about. I can't remember now, but tipsy.
Okay, go on.
The problem with the movie is like. It's like Glee in that it's a world of perfect, like there's no one's mad or upset that anyone's gay. They're just like, there's this like pair of bullies who just say like, you homo, like that's the worst of the assault of being gay or abused.
Is this just like any town USA or is this a specific town?
No, it's kind of any town.
So it's idealized.
Yeah, it's kind of too unrealistic. Perfect. Like the parents are like, great, we're thrilled you're gay. Like everyone
it's like the most boring Disney story ever.
Yeah, it's kind of Disney-ized, but it has a unique twist to it.
Supernatural.
No. No, it is kind of like a murder mystery.
Oh my god.
Although instead of murder, it's
time travel.
Who's gay? Time travel. Like the movie and the title is based on it is about the character who's writing someone else who's gay emails, right? And what? He signs it, eventually signs it as like Love Simon, right? That's where it gets the thing. Spoiler alert. So you don't know who the other person who's gay is. That's like there's another person in the closet and they're discussing like how to come out of the closet, whatever. And
so you're reading his letters or his
letters? Yeah, he's emailing and you're he's reading like in his head, he's narrating them. Like you hear both sides of all the emails and they show it on the screen too, usually like scrolling through the text.
The proof to you that it's
so happening. It's like back and forth kind of love letter, like it grows into a love letters kind of thing between this character and
a mysterious someone else. Other character.
And he keeps thinking like who it might be. And then when he's imagining...
Wait. So he's emailing someone he doesn't know?
Right.
This is like one of those anonymous like.
Yeah, it was like a chat. Form where someone said that I'm gay, I'm in the closet, I don't know what to do or something, just anonymously. And then he communicates with this person. But each time he... Like it's an interesting movie visual style where each time he thinks it's someone... When he's imagining the person, when he's reading out what the person wrote, he's imagining them typing it. They show like, and then you see the person that matches who he's thinking, right?
Okay.
And then he finds out that person wasn't it for whatever reason.
Oh, so he thinks it's someone in his community.
Yeah.
Or is it definitely someone in?
Yeah. Or in his high school or whatever, just someone he knows.
So it's a local chat room or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, it's high school chat room where this thing happens.
Okay, so it's in the... Okay, so
or a forum, not a chat room, a forum.
Right.
Anyway, so there's like a suspect and then they're eliminated and it keeps going and it's like... That's the fun part of this movie.
It's like...
It's a mystery. Out.
It's a mystery.
And then it's like a murder mystery. At the end, they show you who did it or who sucked it. And then like... So for that reason, it's an interesting movie.
That was entertaining. Did it get you? Did it like?
Yeah, it was
you?
A
okay. Like okay, don't spoil
the
it.
Butler, no, it was like, what? Yeah, it had like, yeah.
Okay.
So,
but you don't like the unrealistic portrayal of this guy's coming out.
I think
or
it's
whatever.
Too perfect, giving a better than it's reality.
Kinda, yeah, it's view glossing of the whole over thing. Yes. The hard.
Right.
Excuse me. The difficulty of coming out.
Yep. Okay, it's time for facts about Roseanne Barr.
That's right.
Which is our top three.
This week, I guess, Roseanne
Barr,
she had her show canceled because of a tweet, as she is known to do. But this tweet went a line too far, I guess. That was deemed too far.
Should we talk about whether that it went... It played out as it should have, or?
I mean, I guess we can. I feel like a lot of people are probably talking about it. I don't think she deserved getting fired.
Well, we talked about this at lunch. Is that right?
Yeah, we did.
If somehow she could just herself be personally punished, maybe like that would be better. But instead, by like the show being canceled, many people...
Or punished, yeah.
Which is a bit, which is strange, right?
Well, there is talk that they might, instead of a Roseanne reboot, they'll do like, what's the daughter's name? A reboot starring the daughter.
I am pretty sure the next season of Roseanne will come out next year. Like, this was more of a news event, not necessarily a fact that is set in stone.
What? What do you mean? You think it's just going to continue?
No, she was fired, but then the show will... Another network. For example, like, you know, this is the network fired her, right? So then, like, ABC. Netflix or someone else will pick it up, right?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah. Anyways, we read about Roseanne today because mm-hmm. this exciting information... No, this newsworthy information. What am I saying? And we learned some facts. Like, I learned facts, three of them at least.
She's lived a very rich life.
I never knew
Yeah.
before. It was a learning experience for me.
For sure.
Her We both got these from her Wikipedia page, which is filled to the brim with interesting trivia about her.
Pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.com.
So Han was looking more like the first third, and I was like the bottom third. So our facts should not overlap. Han, what do you have as a...
What did
you learn about Roseanne from her official Wikipedia article, which is cited with sources
that are accurate? Well, she has pretty lengthy... You know, people only know her for her Roseanne, where she played Roseanne Conner.
Yes.
That was... How many seasons was it? Like nine? Yeah, I think nine is the number I think I read.
We just read the article, so nine is fresh in our head. Yes.
Yeah. But she's been actually done a lot of other things.
Okay.
Since then, this I didn't know, and now I want to watch those shows. Is that Roseanne actually was also the voice of the ship's computer in Star Trek: The Next Generation? And I was like, "Wow! Is that her voice?"
That may be my favorite top three item you've done so far, because normally they're rarely funny, and they're often too informational or political or making some sort of jab at some news item. This was just silly fun. I mean, I know it's true, of course, because it's an article, but I mean, for you to find such a fun item, I give you credit.
Okay, well, you should send that along to wikipedia.com.ca.
Similarly, this was surprising to me, like, because it's kind of topical, and I think we briefly mentioned already this podcast, the item in question, but Roseanne, I guess this is, I'm not sure the specific date this was considered, but
okay.
I'll assume very recently.
Probably.
Roseanne Barr is currently ranked third on the global leaderboard for Fortnite.
Wow.
I guess, she's in her 60s, but she keeps up with technology and gaming. And now that I guess she's been fired, she might move up to second or first, maybe.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of time to dedicate to it and a lot of money for the best gear, gaming gear.
That's...
Like that super expensive Logitech mouse.
I mean, with her vision problems, but I guess she figured some way around that.
Well, she's rich, so she can afford this kind of stuff.
That's impressive. Here's something I also didn't know.
Okay.
During her years at Roseanne, she spent two of those years studying to become a monk in Tibet. So Rosie O'Donnell had to fill in during that time. But it's weird that most people, it doesn't seem like a lot of people noticed.
Was she dressed up as, like, was she... hair and makeup to look like Roseanne?
I assume so, yeah.
I used to watch a show. It went over my head, I guess.
I mean, their voices aren't even
that similar. Do you know how many episodes this was?
It was a total of 30-something episodes. Sorry, I forgot the number.
Okay. We can just check the Wikipedia page.
Yeah. And see.
Now, this is ironic. Based on this... I don't know if you've read specifically the tweet that got her fired, but this is the definition of irony, I think.
Okay.
That Roseanne Barr was conceived during a screening of Planet of the Apes with her parents sitting between a Muslim man on one side and his brother wearing a hood on the other side.
Okay.
That's if you think about the tweet,
specific.
Yeah. If you think about the tweet that got her fired that mentioned a lot of those parts of that.
But why is the other guy wearing a hood?
His brother was cold. The temperature of the movie theater was lower than what most people are comfortable with. So he was wearing a hoodie. Get it?
No.
You know when you're... You would know of anyone, if you're cold, you'd like to wear like a jacket
that cover
your head. Yeah.
Bunny hug.
Yeah, this was a hoodie.
Okay.
Like a zipper jacket with a hood.
Yeah.
And they were enjoying the movie Planet of the Apes.
As one does.
In the cold theater.
As one does.
Yeah. And so the Muslim man and his brother, were just sitting there, and in between,
why
weren't
they sitting together?
I'll tell you why. Because they were they had a fight recently about money, as it always ends to be. And then in between them were Roseanne's parents. This is the movie, The Planet of the Apes.
That must have been the original with Charlton Heston.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it was.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Do you have any other facts?
Yeah, this one, I don't know why Wikipedia would know this, but I guess it's just one of those things.
It's really the authors who write the articles who know this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Roseanne apparently still does not know the words to the Star Spangled Banner, which I guess is, who
you
does
think
know the
after
words?
After the whole incident, she would have learned them.
But I guess, why would she bother? She did it already.
Your number one was great. Your number two was... okay, and number three was a fizzle.
So I did them in the wrong order, or is the right order?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so have you ever seen her show?
The new one or the old one?
Either one.
I've seen a few episodes of the original Roseanne. Okay. Yeah.
So this was interesting. Roseanne Barr got the idea, the opening credits where the family is shown with the music.
Coming together.
They're at a dinner table.
Yeah.
Well, Roseanne got the idea for the opening credits scene from her own kitchen when she was a child growing up that had a table and chairs on a slowly rotating pedestal.
That, I see that now. Yeah.
So
I see where that comes from. I'd always wondered why that would rotate.
The article didn't explain why the family had that in their kitchen.
That must be like a Midwestern thing.
Yeah,
because
I haven't seen
that in most homes here.
Yeah, it's not, the average home does not have that feature in their kitchen, but
a lazy Susan spinning table.
I guess in some area regions,
maybe
that's
just makes
a
it
standard kitchen,
makes it easier to serve
fixture.
Dishes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess if you're standing off the pedestal with like potatoes or something,
you can just rotate to get to the other side.
It's actually a smart thing to install.
But I feel like someone's toes might get crushed.
No, I'm sure they are very careful.
Well, that was top three facts about Roseanne Barr.
Yep. You've learned six interesting things about the lady in question.
Visit wikipedia.com.
Let's wrap this up. We're at a minute. No, we're at an hour and 7 minutes. We've done our time. You don't have a parting thought. We don't need a parting thought. Not this one.
Wait, do I have a parting thought? No, I don't.
It's 2:40 a.m. Let's shut her down, close her up.
Do I have a parting thought?
Lock the front door.
Try to leave.
Grease the monkey.
Wherever you go, try to leave the place in a better state.
So if you were in Florida, you would leave Florida in a better state, like Montana.
Good night, everybody.
Hear that from? We're done.